Okay, so we're back for another deep dive, and
Yeah.
this time we're following Warren Stickney's trip to the Longevity Conference.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, it is. And this
Yeah.
conference, it's all about, living longer, healthier lives, right?
Absolutely.
And Warren's our guy there, bringing back all the latest insights. So we're going to be looking at, his notes and what he heard at the presentations and things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting because we are living longer now than ever before, but those extra years aren't always healthy years, are they?
Yeah, that's so true.
And that's what day one of the conference tackled.
Yeah, how do we add more healthy years,
It's
to our lives, right? And they highlighted two key areas. One is like those good old-fashioned lifestyle habits, right? Diet, exercise, sleep, regular checkups.
Yeah, and they really emphasize the gradual, sustainable changes.
Right, not a boot camp, right?
Yeah, weaving it into your routine, not some crazy crash course or fad diet.
Right.
You
Yeah.
see what I
Small
mean?
changes, consistency.
Yeah,
Right.
absolutely.
And, they shared this stat that just blew me away. It's like life expectancy can vary by 14 years
Wow.
just between different Boston neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's
That's pretty
crazy.
crazy, right? Just think about that, the power of those lifestyle choices.
It really is powerful.
Yeah. So that's getting it living longer. But how do we
Thrive.
thrive, right, in those later years, right?
And that's where that second key area comes in,
Okay.
technology and education.
Ooh.
Yeah. Think, apps that can help you track your fitness, online resources maybe to learn how to cook healthier, even personalized health guidance.
Yeah.
All those tools that make it easier to stick with those positive changes we were talking about.
Right, because it's hard to do it on your own.
It is.
Right, so you need
Just
some
chill.
tools
Yeah,
and
certainly support.
yeah. So okay, so we've laid the groundwork, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We've got like the foundation.
The foundation.
Now let's talk about Andrea Steele.
Yes.
She's a computational biologist,
Yeah.
and her presentation on the science of longevity was pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, she made a very compelling case for shifting our focus from sick care,
Right.
which is basically just reacting to illness after it happens, to health care, which means being proactive and taking steps to maintain your wellness throughout your life.
Yes, it's like prevention versus
Exactly.
treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where things get really interesting, okay?
Okay.
Steele brought up the hydra.
The what?
The hydra.
What's that?
It's this tiny freshwater creature.
Okay.
And get this, it can regenerate lost body parts.
What?
I know.
Like regrow a limb.
Yes. And they seem to be biologically immortal.
No way.
That's what they're saying.
Immortal. How is that even possible?
So scientists are fascinated by this because they think it might hold the key to unlocking human longevity.
So we can regrow limbs and.
Well, maybe not that part, but
Okay.
they're studying its ability to regenerate, to understand how it avoids aging.
At the cellular level.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
I know. So I have to admit, when I first heard about this,
Looking at a creature from Greek mythology.
I was pretty skeptical,
Right.
but then I started looking into it, and the science behind it is really,
Compelling.
yeah, and they're focusing on these things called senescent cells. Have you heard of these?
I haven't. Tell me more.
Okay, so imagine these cells as like zombies in your body. I
Zombies.
know, right?
Okay.
So they're older cells that have stopped dividing, but they just won't die off.
So they're just hanging around.
Yes, and here's the thing. They release these harmful substances that cause inflammation. I know, and they damage the surrounding tissue.
So they're not just taking up space.
No, they're
What?
causing trouble.
They're troublemakers. And this damage contributes to age-related diseases.
That makes sense.
So are they saying that if we can target these zombie cells, we could prevent aging?
Well, maybe not prevent it entirely,
Huh?
but maybe prevent or even treat age-related diseases.
That would be huge.
It would be revolutionary.
Yeah.
And that's what researchers are working on now.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. And it ties back to what we were talking about earlier, right?
Two pillars,
Yeah.
healthy lifestyles and advancements in technology.
Exactly. Imagine if we could like slow down cellular aging with our lifestyle choices, right?
And then use therapies to target those cells.
Yes. That's the power of this stuff.
That's really powerful.
Yeah. And, it makes me think about, we talk about living longer, but what about planning for those extra years
Financially.
financially?
Yes, that's a huge
Right.
implication of all of this. Longer lifespans mean we need to rethink how we plan for retirement and health care.
Exactly. We need to make sure our resources can support us throughout those extra years, right?
Exactly. Maintaining quality of life.
It's all connected.
It is. It really is.
I'm blown away by all this. What stood out to you the most from day one?
I think the Hydra research was definitely the most fascinating.
Yeah.
Just the idea that we could learn so much from such a simple creature.
Yeah. And the potential implications for human health are huge.
Absolutely.
It seems like the future of longevity really hinges on preventing and addressing age-related diseases. And maybe the Hydra is the key.
Maybe it is. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So much to think about after just day one.
For sure.
What steps are you taking today to build healthy habits for a longer, healthier tomorrow? We'll be back tomorrow for day two of Warren's deep dive into the Longevity Conference.
See you then.